Thornton Vassiltarp. Sorry? Gilbert. Gilbert? Peter Gilbert, Parker boy. You'll get used to it. What's the bottom line on this flight to Moscow? There isn't any. I'm covered for expenses. You'll just become one. I need you here. That simple. Thank you. But don't let her find out I'm already here. She thinks I'm coming in a week. Were you always this complicated? No, but I'm learning. Parker boy, Peter, I'm going to call her now. A silence. Thank you. You know I have to be there. I know. I'll call you later. Bye. She walks on, phone in hand, until she finds a sort of thick, truncated granite bollard thrust up from the pavement. She has no idea what it might once have been, but she sits on its edge, the stone warm through the fabric of her skirt, and phones Blue Ant in Soho. There's an extra level of hiss to Moscow cellular, but she gets through, if only to Sylvie's voicemail. Case Pollard, Sylvie, I have someone in Chicago I need to send to Moscow ASAP. Peter Gilbert. The name feels strange on her tongue. She recites Parkerboy's number twice. Book him a room at the President Hotel. Get him there as soon as you can, please. It's important. Thank you. Bye. An unmarked police car goes roaring past, a very new Mercedes, with a flashing blue light off to the side of the windshield. She watches it take a tight medieval corner, tires shrieking. She puts away the phone, gets up, walks on. She hasn't gone much farther when a great wave of exhaustion rolls in, seemingly from the direction of the river. Case Pollard Central Standard, announcing from some deep organic level that it is time to be unconscious. She thinks she'd better go with that, so turns around and starts tracing her route back to the president. Her phone wakes her, rather than the call she's requesting from the desk or the alarm she set on her watch as a backup. She sits up naked under thick white sheets in the mud-colored president bedspread, trying to remember where she is, sunlight through the crack in the drawn curtains, as if from some odd direction. She gets out of bed, fumbles with the zip on her bag. Hello? It's Boone. Where are you? Just waking up. Where are you? Still in Ohio. Getting somewhere, though. Where's that? She sits on the edge of the bed, checks her watch. A domain name, armaz.ru. She can't think of anything to say.